In the wake of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission's report that was shared this week, it seemed the way of wisdom for one of our longtime congregants and 30 years in Canadian Baptist churches, Anne Magnuson, to share a bit of her story. Story of one who was sent to residential schools, one who found a way through the pain and trauma of that experience. And then in her high school years, through the ministry of IVCF, Pioneer Pacific, met God, encountered Christ, and came to faith in Christ. And over the decades, has not only grown in her commitment to her faith and to following God, but has stayed very much connected to her Aboriginal roots and history. And so it's a gift and a delight for me to welcome and share with us today.
Good morning. I'm from the Tsimshian First Nation in Prince Rupert, B.C. My reserve is called Lahwa Lams, which means place of wild roses in my language, and my language is called the Smalyach language. I introduce myself this way because for so many years of my life, I did not know who I was. I did not know the name of my reserve, the name of my language. I was lost. And the reason I was lost was because before I went to residential school, my mother went to residential school. And she was punished for speaking her language. She was 5 years old when she went into the school and was about 15 years old when she left. And she was lost when she came out. And she was ashamed and would not teach us anything about our culture, because she hadn't learned about her culture. It had been taken away from her. So when I was 5 years old, I was taken to residential school along with my sister. And when we arrived at the residential school, my sister and I were separated. She was 6 years older than I was, and she was put with the big girls in the dormitory for the big girls, and I was with the little girls. I was only 5 years old at the time. I was in the school for till I was 10 years old, and they were 10 years that I remember quite well. Some of my memories are a little blurry, and I think maybe it's because I might have just blocked some of the memories out. It was a long time before I could even talk about residential school. And I was taught by my mother, because she couldn't talk about it. At residential school, I think one of the most harmful things that they have done is they taught me to be ashamed of who I am. They taught me that I was worthless, that I would not amount to anything. And as the documents say, they taught us we were savages. And so I grew up believing that, and it took me many, many years. I was an adult before I came back to realize, and even when I became a Christian when I was 15 years old, I still did not really have a feeling of being worthwhile. And when I became an adult and I started studying about our history and understanding why I felt the way I did, why my mother was the way she was, it was very difficult to understand why my mother was the way she was and why our family was the way it was. We're all over the place, and we do not have the same father, any of us. When my mother came out of residential school, she did not know where she belonged. She did not know how to love in a healthy way, how to give love in a healthy way, so she didn't do that for us. I think in her heart of hearts she wanted to do that for us, but she didn't know how to do that for us. So when I got to be an adult and I understood that, I was able then to forgive my mother. For a long time I was angry at her because I couldn't understand why we were in foster care. Foster care was not, the first home was not a happy experience. It was like being in residential school again. The other homes that I was in, I'm very happy to say, were Christian foster homes. And they were excellent foster homes, and I learned so much. And Creator God, for whatever reason, and one day when I go to heaven, I will ask him a lot of questions. You know, how did it be that I had a Christian social worker and that I got put into some Christian foster homes? And I'm so grateful for that, because it taught me so much and helped me to be strong. And in foster care, they never taught us about our culture, of course, because in those days, that wasn't a priority. And so I didn't learn until I was in my 40s, and I went back to college when I was in my 40s. I became a social worker. And through that social work, I had to do a lot of studying, write a lot of papers, and I learned so much about my people. So that today I am really proud of who I am. I'm proud of the Native woman that I am. I no longer look in the mirror and wish I had blonde hair and blue eyes. I no longer am afraid to sit in the sun and turn brown. I used to avoid sitting in the sun because if I thought I wasn't so brown, people would not know I was Indian. So a lot of shame about being Native. And as a social worker, when I work out there in the field, when I have worked out there in the field, and I still do sometimes, I work with people who are still ashamed of being Native, who are still lost, our own Native people who do not know their own culture, who are not proud of being Native, kids who are not proud of being Native. So I work with kids. I work with kids in junior high schools and teach them about residential schools and teach them to be proud of themselves as Native kids and grow up strong and true. And we pray a lot to Creator. Creator and prayer are very, very central in our culture. It was quite a journey coming back to my culture after being in the Christian faith for so long. And it was almost scary because I thought sometimes I was going to be betraying the God that I loved. But I had to obey his instructions to go on the journey. And so I did. And it was a healing journey for me. And it was so good to come back to my culture. And I knew I was on the right path. So today I smudge. And some of you probably not know what that is, but it's a special prayer ceremony. And I teach a little bit about our culture and to kids. And this is how far I've come after being in residential school. And I'm always amazed when I think about it because I never thought I would be where I am today. It still blows me away when I think about it because that was not my plan for my life. When I started out, because I was so ashamed of being Native, even when I went into the social work program, the one thing I did not want to do was work with Native people because I was so ashamed of being Native and I didn't want to be identified with them. Residential school did a lot of other damage too. I'm just sharing with you what the main damage it was for me and how it affected my whole life. And there's been about 150,000 kids that have gone through the school. And one of the other things I wanted to say is that the way we learn to be good parents is by watching our parents. Well, my mother didn't have parents to watch, and I didn't have parents to watch until I got to be a teenager and I got into some good foster homes. And so they don't know how to be good parents. They can't be good parents to their children. And that got passed down through the generations. I've worked with so many families in my field of work, and I see the difficulties that they have. I see the parenting skills that they don't have. I see the rough road they are traveling and the effect it has on the children. And I pray to God every day that he will continue to work among my people and continue to heal them and that there will be healing and reconciliation. And I feel it sometimes starting to happen. Ryan asking me to come up and share my story about being in residential school, to me that's a step towards reconciliation because it's not talked about very much in churches either. So, I thank you for listening to me and for sharing my story, and God bless you all.